Let's go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Don Cherry's Grapevine Podcast. Tim, I hear there's a new spin on spreads.ca for
Boy, this sounds good. Now, yeah. Give us the lowdown, hey? Now.
Okay, so playoff time's coming.
Yes,
so
it's upon us.
It's already there.
So what spreads.ca is going to do is you can sign up and for free play for $5,000 for free.
So all you gotta do do that?
So you don't have to put any money down in order to get in on this?
No, all you got to do is register. So what you do is you go to spreads.ca/grapes. And then what you do is you have to fill in your email address and register. And then you have to pick who's going to be in the finals.
Yes, that's tough.
And then who's going to win the Stanley Cup.
That's a tough one.
And how many games.
Oh, that's a
And who's going to be MVP. So if you get those right, you can win up to $5,000.
You're kidding.
Yeah, for free.
For free.
So we'll give you that again at the end. And at the end, Dad, you got to give your picks.
I'll give my picks, yeah. But what a game last night. Well, it's a Sunday morning, and I have to say that Boston, Washington last night, there was no prisoners in that game. There was over 90 hits. 90 hits. I mean, they weren't fooling around. And Ovechkin was falling asleep a little bit at the start, but he woke up pretty fast, him.
Yeah, well, he hit Krejci right off the bat.
Oh, that was a great hit right at the blue line. Yeah.
And you always say that kind of... people say, well, why did he hit him? He passed the puck.
You know, it's a funny thing. I have people, even guys that know puck, well, why would you hit somebody if he already passed the puck? Because the next time he gets the puck, he'll be thinking, are you coming? And that's exactly what the Bruins and the Washington did last night. It was a lot of cross-checking going on last night. I remember one, Tim, I have to tell you, this is a true story. I knew how to cross-check good. You shorten up. You don't go wide because you go wide, you get called a lot. But if you shorten up and you make them, and you just know, if you just know when, that's an awful thing to say.
There's degrees of...
Yeah, well, I knew how to cross-check. That's how I guess kept in the game. And I broke the end of my stick off. Honestly, I was left-hand shot. I broke it off. I just threw it away. I kept on playing. But can you imagine that?
Well, you were saying, because that reminded you because of Ovechkin hit Miller in the corner.
Lawson came in there, and he was not. And then, you know, and
well, that's what he was doing. He was cross-checking Ovechkin.
Was he ever cross-checking?
Right in his short ribs.
And you know what's the funny thing is, Lawson wasn't letting him off the hook. And I'd have to say that was the best game. I'm still picking Boston. I'm still saying they'll win the series. Let's go over the goals. The guy broke a stick, and Wilson walked in and zonked her home. It was like a...
Yeah, just talk about Wilson. It's funny. Everybody says, oh, we got to get a guy like Wilson out of the game. Scores the goal, kills the penalties, plays the power play. Takes a regular shift. He's Mr. Everything for them.
Yeah, and he gets a goal, first goal. And while the guy broke a stick, and then he walked in, it was like it's a gimme. And I thought maybe he could have had that shot. But after that, the tire and the winner was a tip-in, and he had no chance. And Ovechkin didn't score that goal. It was shot from the point. I think it was Dowd's shot. But it doesn't matter. And he didn't score the goal. And that was a playoff hockey boy. And the referees were good, too.
Yeah, that was the one thing everybody was worried. Was the referees, yeah. And they let them play.
Lines was bad as usual. Oh, the icings last night. guy, a puck went. One time I would have showed this. Yeah. Anyhow, puck went right by the guy, and they call it icing. It's ridiculous, the icings that are in now. But boy, oh boy, it was a good game last night.
So you're picking Boston.
I'm still picking Boston. I'm sticking with them, and... they played a great game, and so did Washington last night. It was a great game, and the good game's coming up this afternoon.
So, Dad, the Leafs play the Montreal Canadiens.
Imagine that!
Wow, been a long time. So early in the beginning of the playoffs, too. That's
you know. Before we get started talking about that, you know who I really feel sorry for is in Ontario. Here, we're still in lockdown, and the bars are closed. Can you imagine how busy the bars would be? for a Montreal, Toronto.
Oh, my.
You know, like people.
It affects everything, eh, Tim? Not only that, the park, the guy that takes your money for parking, it just, the trickle down effect of everything.
Gushers.
It's, but like for the restaurants, it's hundreds, and like, you know, they say this and that. I would say it's hundreds of millions of dollars. And because, you know, you got to hire more wait staff and you have to hire, get more beer.
Well, you ran a bar.
Cindy and I did. And if this was a playoff coming up, especially Toronto, Montreal, you'd have to order 25% more beer. You'd have to order 50% more chicken wings. You have to hire more staff. You have to hire more kitchen staff, more staff to watch, you know, busboys and stuff like that. And it's just so sad that
it really is.
Toronto, Montreal.
Well, some guys lose their bars.
Oh, they'll, for sure.
There's many bars can't make a comeback
sort
after
of
this.
Yeah. Sad.
So what do you think, Dad? Toronto, Montreal, does the question?
Well,
let's
go to the Leafs first.
Okay.
They're tougher. They got Simmons. You're not going to push Simmons around or any. They got a few other guys. Valigno, there's a lot. There's so many guys out there. Thornton, been there before. They have a better defense, tougher, bigger defense, and they have the best scorer in hockey in Matthews. I mean, I can't believe a guy from Arizona. He finds the net, and I just don't know how he does it. Bing, bing. Yeah, he can put it. But you know what? It's going to be tough with Canadians because if Price ever gets back to the way he was playing a few years ago, and he should realize this is his. They're going to be a long time before he gets a chance like this to win the Stanley Cup.
But he's on a long-term contract,
right? Well, no, don't talk about that.
He hasn't played in a while, so.
But this is the chance. This is the chance. I mean, if he gets back the way he was playing.
Well, he did it last year against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know, but he's got to do it against Canadians, and he's going to get the best score in Thornton. Of course, they don't play for a while, but we had to get into it. And, you know, if he ever gets back to playing the way he can play, look out for the Leafs. But I'll still pick the Leafs, I think, with the scorers and the forwards, and they're tougher. And Campbell will start. There's no doubt about that he'll start. And I just have a feeling if he falters, as I said before, Anderson will come in there. He's ready to go. So I'll pick the Leafs on that one.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, well, just because we're talking about the Canadian teams, Dad, four out of the top five points came from the Canadian division, and the number one goal scorer came from the Canadian division.
No, don't say that because the Leafs, I hate to say it, everybody they drafted, except one guy who was American, but everybody they drafted was European, and when they want to toughen up for the playoffs, they go and sign guys.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that just a coincidence, or was Edmonton and the Leafs so much better than the other teams this year in the North?
Well, when you have McDavid, I mean, he is, and you have the best scorer, it does make you wonder, right? But that's not the toughest division.
No, like the toughest is Washington, Boston, that division.
100 hits, 90 some hits last night. That's the only problem I think of. Is the Leafs get against somebody that hits like that, and they do hit, and there was a keeper last night. They weren't fooling around.
Okay, Dad. So now we have Edmonton and Winnipeg, and I'm supposed to know hockey, but I'm confused. Like, why isn't Calgary somewhere in there? Because we all know that Calgary and Edmonton have a rivalry, so why aren't they playing?
Well, it was Vancouver. Vancouver missed a lot of games. They had that disease that's going around. What is it called?
COVID
disease. And what they never played the games. And I know it's confusing.
But what about Calgary?
Calgary never made the playoffs either.
Oh.
And it worked out perfect. If it had been somebody that was like, you know, but Calgary and Vancouver will be playing, I think, up till next Wednesday.
So they're still, that's why I'm confused. They're
it'll
still
be,
playing.
It'll be a gentleman's, as they said, it'll be a gentleman's game. And guy could get hurt by accident. Imagine a guy gets hurt by accident and, you know, takes a shot. And,
in the old days, wouldn't you have said, no, that's like watching Finland and Sweden play? Is that in the old days you would have said that?
Well, we're talking about the regular season. It's a game. Yeah, and you won't be able to tell the difference. But No, they play. The reason they're playing is
a whole bunch of games because of COVID. They got to cancel them. So for some reason, they say they got to get all the games in. So.
But I mean, it's not like they're going to get any gate money for.
No, but the thing is that guys might have bonuses for but they might have bonuses for goals and stuff like that.
That's why I was confused. All right. So who's going to win? Winnipeg and Edmonton.
Edmonton's going to win. But Winnipeg, you know, went into a slump. And, you know, I hated playing teams that are just coming out of a slump. And they're out of the slump, too. They had more problems this year in Winnipeg. And
so, you were coaching a team with the Bruins. And you guys, not quite, almost as bad as Winnipeg's slump, but a little bit later in the season. So, but when things are going bad like that, and you're in a slump, and everything's going in, what do you do as a coach?
Just keep sticking with them, and they watch it, boy. They see and they read in the paper and on TV. If you say, oh well, I'm doing my, you know, if they see you're putting all the blame on them, they'll.
And a lot of coaches do that.
Oh, automatic. I'm doing my best. And
Paul Maurice has stuck with me, isn't
he? No, he stuck with them right till the end. He never, well, he made, well, we won't say that he made a fatal decision, but we won't go into that. I would have never done that, especially a guy like, well, anyhow, not going into that. He benched two guys that didn't deserve, I think, to be benched. Anyhow, Winnipeg and Edmonton.
So you just, what you're just saying, you just got to play through it. You just can't quit on the team.
I remember, I'll tell the story again. We were winning, and I think we won 18 games in a row, or never lost in 18. And we weren't playing well at all. They were going in off our bums and foot, and it was just terrible. Skates and I tried to tell him, I had a meeting with him, and I said, you know, guys, said, you know, you win 18 in a row, but nobody paid any attention. The guys were picking their nails and looking at the ceiling. I mean, you win 18 in a row. And I know I told this story before, but I have to tell it again. It was the greatest, one of the greatest I've ever been caught at by a player. So I played with Cheevers, and I knew him pretty well. And I remember he was taping a stick, and I went up to him, you know, Jerry, I said, nobody listens to you. Nobody listens to you when you don't lose an 18. He says, what? And I said, you know, Jerry, I started to say it again until I saw the grin on his face. I can't tell what kind of a grin it was.
Yeah.
And he grinned. And I was caught. But anyhow.
And he just something turned.
No, I remember in Minnesota one time, it was unbelievable. Matty Hagman had the guy coming back, and he just turned and looked to see where the puck was. And as he turned and looked to see where the puck was, funny, I remember this one, it hit the guy's stick, and he went in and tied the game. I think that's where. And then Tom Johnson, who was a general manager, we were pretty good friends up until then. We were walking across to the hotel. I remember we were walking across the parking lot. And he said, well, that's not the only problem. And I just blew up. I mean, I blew up at him. But I know the players, just stick with them. And because what are you going to do? If you don't stick with them, they're the ones that are going to put you in the hole. And they're the only ones that are going to pick you out. If you try to bail on them, they'll notice right away. You know how I know? Because, well, I played a long time. And I used to watch the coach when we'd get into a slump like that, to see if he'd bail. And Joe Crozier, he stuck with us right at the end, and we ended up winning all the time. But the players got you into the mess, and the only way you get out is with the players.
I got a question for you, Dad. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, so just to let everyone know, we go down to Kingston, we drive back, so you and I do a lot of talking, and you told me a philosophy you had for coaching that I had never heard before, and you were telling me about how you, and it sort of reminded me of coaches sticking with players, is that you were very, very slow on calling players up for the minors to play the injured players. And I thought that was really interesting, because I think a lot of people and coaches can't even grasp that concept that you had for...
Well, I thought as a player, and when I coached the Boston Bruins, and we did something, and Harry went along with me as long as I won. As soon as I'd lose, I knew I was in trouble. And say a left winger got hurt, I would not bring a player up from Rochester. And we had some pretty good players. We had some good players in Rochester.
So you would play with a short bench.
I would go without short. And then and one time we were two men short. And Harry come to me and he says, "I know what you're doing." He says, "But
So why wouldn't you call the guys up? Like, why?
Because if I call them up, like say I called up, Doug Gibson. He was a guy that was in the minors.
He was raring to go to the NHL.
He was really good too. And
I think he was leading the league in American League in scoring at the time.
Yeah, and our fourth centerman got hurt. Our fourth guy got hurt, and all he did was, and well, shouldn't say all he did. One of the most important things is he killed penalties and block shots and stuff like that. Well, if I bring up Doug Gibson, he's going to try to be Jean Rattel. No, but that's what
he deserves to be on. He deserves to be
on the first line. That's right. What he was. He wasn't satisfied to be on the fourth line and kill penalties
to do what the guy he was replacing.
So I wouldn't bring up anybody. And the guy who was hurt always appreciated that I never, well, if I was playing and I wouldn't, if the coach thought so much of me, he wouldn't bring up an extra guy.
Because isn't it also that sometimes it's hard for an injured guy to get back in the lineup if the team's really doing well?
No, I never thought of that. I thought.
Well, you did that to Park. Brad Park was coming back, and we were on a real tear.
That was a bad.
And he kept saying, "Brad, why don't you take another day off? Why don't you take?"
He heard in the last shift. I remember it was in Halifax. He caught his foot on the, and he wrecked his knee or something. And he had, I don't know if he had an operation or not. Did he have an operation?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, he had the operation. So we were on a tear. I mean, we were never losing. I mean, we couldn't lose. And he said, "Well, I'm ready to go, Grapes." And I said, "Well, take another day." You know.
But see, that's good that the press would think that he let them think that he was still injured.
No, he was pretty good. He kept his mouth shut.
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, take another day." It always, you know, and then we'd win. And then
because your philosophy, never break up a win.
Never break up a win. And here's a Hall of Famer, all-star defenseman, and we'd win that game. And the next game we play, and we win a game. And then he said, "Well, I'm ready to go, Graves." So, and you know, I was a bad time. I said, "Okay, you'll go against Washington," which was the worst team in the league. They just came into the league. No, I said, "Don't hold on to the puck. Feed the puck. Don't hold on. Don't try your dekes and all that there till your knee gets better." I'll be a son of a gun if he tried one of his dekes, took a puck off him, and scored the winning goal. Scored the tying goal. And I threw a towel at him. And the towel at it all. And I shouldn't have done that. I mean, he did not. Here's a guy that wants to come back and wants to play. And I'm throwing a towel at him. And all the guys throw a towel at him. And I sort of kind of went, you know, I didn't say I was sorry, but I shouldn't have done it. And I shouldn't have done it. Anyhow, I hated breaking up a winning combo. And I hated bringing up a guy that was injured. And so does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I think that's. I love our talks going down to Kingston and back. Yeah. We solve all the world's problems. If they would just listen to us, there wouldn't be problems.
So the Carolina Hurricanes and the Nashville Predators.
Now, Nashville beat them the last two times, but it didn't mean anything. It was a meaningless game, as they say. I'm picking Carolina on that one, Tim, but you got to...
Well, I just think the Preds won the last two games. I didn't mean anything. But I think they've underachieved. And if I'm looking to pick an upset, I think this might be one of them. You never know. One of their goalie might win a playoff series, but...
Yeah, Rene, whatever you pronounce his name, it might be...
Yeah, how many more shots do you have? But, yeah. But the Hurricanes look awful. I think, to me, they're the one team that flew under the radar this year.
Yeah.
as in, you know, Brind'Amour had them going, and Reimer
bunch
played.
Bunch of jerks.
Yeah, a bunch of jerks. They played well.
Are they still playing that card? Are they still promoting?
No, they do at home. They don't do it in the playoffs, though.
So. Oh.
I don't think they do, do they?
Well, they don't do that thing because there's no fans.
Oh, there's no fans. Yeah, that's
well,
nice
even when there was fans, I don't think so. Yeah. But anyhow, I'm picking Carolina in that series, and it should be a good series.
Okay, Dad, there's two teams, Las Vegas and Minnesota. Boy, that, now, if I remember, that would be a fun.
Yeah, Minnesota has a record of 5 wins, 1 loss, and 2 ties. Now, Krill, how do you say Kaprizov? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Something like that.
Yeah, yep. He got 27 goals, but I like Marc-Andre Fleury. Hey, you remember the time the agent, what was the agent's name? I forget his name. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, better not mention his name. Remember he put the picture of when Andre Fleury, Marc-Andre Fleury, got benched for the other guy, and he, remember he had the cartoon or
yeah,
the picture of
the agent put a big sword through Fleury's,
right through him too.
Through Fleury's back, and so this is what Peter DeBoer is doing to Fleury. It's just so...
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that. I mean, imagine the guy doing that.
Do you remember when you used to not be able to pronounce those names and it again flew under the radar when you called them cut a finger off and carve a leg off? And then people never caught on a lot of it. We used to say that.
Yeah, they used to think it was that. Was
that was their real name, carve a leg off.
Yeah, I should. And the other things. Yeah. Anyhow, I pick in Vegas on that one. And
But again, though, Dad, it's like.
And many won
five.
The
they were 5-1-1 against
yeah,
them.
I'm still thinking of Vegas on
that. Is there teams that just have a knack of beating teams?
Yeah, and you know we had an awful time against Minnesota.
I was going to say there was always a problem.
Always a dogfight. I don't know why it was Minnesota. Maybe it's that stupid commercial we made. We must talk about that sometime. Anyhow,
so that'll be interesting because Vegas right now is Colorado's favored to win. Vegas is second. Leafs are third.
Whatever. I like Vegas, and
If I was going to pick an upset, you get big money.
Yeah,
on Minnesota.
That could be if you're going to pick an upset. That would be my because the record is 5-1-1. Yeah, and we'll have to see. This is a good playoffs, boy. There's a lot of good play, good playoffs. Okay. Now we have two Florida teams. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, we got Tampa Bay and Florida, and they played towards the end of the regular season. And I don't think Hockey Night in Canada would have liked it because of the violence. The violence in the one game, guys.
What was the last game?
Holy, one guy grabbed Owen Tippett and bulldogged him down into the ice, and Maroon grabbed the guy going to the penalty.
Sucker punched him.
Got a game suspension. And the funny thing is, have you heard about it? Did you see any highlights? You didn't see anything.
Violence.
And the whole thing with Tom Wilson, like I said, was when that thing in New York, because it was in New York, and you had the whiny New York play-by-play and color guys saying stuff. And the Tampa guys and the Florida guys, they were embracing the violence. So we say, oh, they can't wait for this. They're setting the tone. We just can't wait for the playoffs. So you think, and Tampa guys are saying, if you think we're going to get pushed around, you got another thing coming. And the Florida guys were saying, yeah, you Tampa, you think you're big bullies. Wait till you get a hold of us. So, that's going to be a dogfight.
Anyhow, Florida has Tampa number. They're 5-2-1, but I'm still picking Tampa on that one. Khrushchev, you know what? I'm still picking Tampa, but they have a lot of nagging injuries. The guy's coming back. Khrushchev, he'll be back. Their leading scorer.
Yeah, Stamkos is supposed to be back.
Yeah, and I like that Braden Point boy in the playoffs. He always comes through in the playoffs.
If you're getting into betting, Tampa is favored, and you get a pretty good odds in Florida.
Yeah,
and to me, that's a pick 'em. Like that.
5-2-1. Florida and Joel Quenneville's got him going. Sam Bennett, since the trade from Calgary, I think he got.
They're a rough team now. Like they're both those teams are like that. Maroon was kind of running around, and they were giving it right back to him.
Bobrovsky finally playing like he thought he'd be playing. So I still pick a Tampa. On
be
that
interesting
one.
To know have a stat to see how many players played for you that went on to coach, like Joel Quenneville. A lot of them.
Yeah. Anyhow, it should be a good series. There's so many good series out there. And I think this is one of the, this will be a dogfight right to the end because you know, Florida and everything. And it's too bad. Can you imagine the crowd there? They have
well, they're saying they're opening up. Like somebody, I was reading somewhere that they said that the Bruins might have a full rink by game five. It wouldn't be game five because they're playing at home, but. But game six, maybe. And I bet you in Florida, they'll start opening up this thing. But I got to say that the one thing we were talking about that, and we'll get into it more, was when Florida went to the finals a long time ago against Colorado. And remember the people used to throw the rats on the ice?
Oh, yeah. Scott Mellenby was the guy that was the player. Took one and, no, it was a real rat.
It was a real rat running around. Yeah.
And he killed it with a stick. And so the story got out, and boy, they were throwing what was it? Did they give a rat away or something?
Well, yeah, they were, like, so people started bringing, like, it made the news, so somebody brought a rubber rat and threw it on the ice. Well, the next game, there was about 10, and then about five games later, when they would score, there would be, like, every time they scored.
Patrick Roy, he was in the net.
It was something to see. People should Google that to see. You wouldn't believe how many rats.
Because they were playing Colorado. Patrick Roy was in Colorado at the time. And when they scored on him, they started throwing the rats on the ice. And remember, there was no screen back then, so they could, and he wouldn't leave the net.
No, he was back in the net.
He just stood there, and they were bouncing off his head, and finally he had to go underneath the net, and then the NHL.
Well, they started that. Well, remember with the squid or the octopus? Remember they did that too? They threw that on the ice.
Oh, that was in Detroit.
Things on the
ice.
Did
I ever tell you the story about the girl singing there? What was her name? I forget her. We'll have to tell that story.
Yeah, I'll have to look up what her name. But you were down with Florida, and I remember you said you were driving that. It was like, park here, $5 and five free rats. So people were selling the rats going in.
Yeah. Well, I'm Pittsburgh and Islanders, boy, I'll tell you, Barry Trotz doesn't get his teams don't give up many goals. And they think they're going to run away with them. That there's another good series there. Crosby, they have to get Crosby in check.
Well, you know the one guy that you and I talked about, Dad, that we thought was a really good pickup for them was Carter from.
Boy, Jeff Carter, he got there, and you know, there's a guy I always liked that Carter, and man, he's still playing. How old is he now? He's got to be in his 40s. Got to be
late 30s anyway.
Yeah, and they have Nathan Barzal. Now they say that. Islanders aren't a colorful club. They're a big tough club. They don't give up many goals, so we'll see how Crosby does against them.
So, Dad, the last one is Colorado and St. Louis Blues.
Now, a lot of people think this is, you know, a gimme because St. Louis has not been as good this year, and they have Ratnan. I think between the two of them, they scored 129 points. Gruber, I'm picking as the goaltender of the year, and but you know that Binghamton, like I told the story when he was in Boston, he lost the night before and he just played terrible, and I saw him in the elevator. He said, "Oh, we'll win." And I go, "Oh yeah, sure, kid, you'll win." And boy, he played terrific. Remember that one? And they won the Stanley Cup. And his last 21 games, he straightened things out. I think his average was 9-2-1 or something like that. And they have Ryan O'Reilly. I think Ryan O'Reilly's going to have McKinnon's going to see a lot of him, and so this should be. I think this is one of the. This is going to go to the seventh game. This is going to be a tough one, but I'm still picking Colorado. I hate to do it against St. Louis because I really like St. Louis. They've never been the same though since they lost Peter Angelo, and. So I'm picking Colorado on that one.
Well, Colorado's favored to win the Stanley Cup as
right now. These are that should win, the ones I met that should win. And
well, for me, I would you pick the favorites, but if I'm going to pick an upset, if you're betting Minnesota because they have a good record against Vegas and they're
you don't hear much about them
and they're big odds. They got big odds because Vegas is first or second depending on what you look on to win the cup. So, Dad, we wanted to say again that we got a contest coming up with spreads.ca. So you go on and you go on.
This is free.
This is for free. spreads.ca/grapes. And you can win up to $5,000. And again, it's register free. You don't have to put any money in. And it's not easy, Dad. So what you have to do is you got to pick who's in the finals.
Oh, boy.
Who's going to win and how many games and who's the MVP. So,
oh boy.
Do you want me to go first with my pick or you go?
Yeah, you know, you go first.
I'm going to pick Las Vegas and I'm going to pick the Leafs. And I'm going to say Vegas in five. And I'm going to go off the board, say Mark Stone with the MVP.
Well, I'll give mine, but anybody can. This is a tough one. I'll pick T.O., as usual. I've always been a Toronto Maple Leaf fan. I have, as you know, I got a license on my truck as a Maple Leaf on it. And I'll pick Colorado. I say it'll go seven games.
And who's winning?
Well, Colorado's going to win.
Yep.
This is tough for me to do against Boston, I'll tell you that. And McKinnon's going to be the MVP. That's my pick, and it'll be tough to pick that. And that's why it's $5,000, and that's why it's free. But I'd like to get into that. T.O. and Colorado.
Yep.
And seven games, and McKinnon be the MVP.
Sounds good.
So I want, before we go, I know we've been going on and the playoffs are rather confusing and the whole deal, but I'd like to say something about Ottawa Senators and the great job that DJ Smith did. And I called him to be when he was assistant coach and he was a player. And the one guy, and there was so many good guys on that club, but there's one guy that Nick Paul. I always liked him when we watched him play. And
we watched him play as a minor midget with Mississauga Senators.
Big guy,
6'2 or 6'3. He was big back then too.
Yeah,
he was always bigger than the other kids.
I liked him. I liked the name Nick Paul, and Dan Butler, one of my favorite junior coaches outside of Brian Kilray, made a statement. I remember him saying this here one time. Tell us what he said about it.
Well, he got, I think Dallas drafted him, but I don't think Dallas signed him. And so he was kind of a semi-free agent.
Yeah.
And I remember Stan Butler, I saw him at a tournament when we were talking. He says, I just can't understand why the Leafs don't get that Nick Paul. You know, he's from Mississauga. You know, he's hardworking.
Well, that's a mark against them there.
He's hardworking and all that. And then eventually Dallas traded his rights to the Senators.
Well, that was DJ Smith wanted him. He knows hockey.
Yeah.
And I hope they, again, I'm going to say one thing about Ottawa, that they had a finish strong. They were beating everybody. But they cannot lose any players. They have to sign those players that stood out for them. And they have to pay the money. If they don't want to pay the money, they'll never be great.